The World This Week. Business.
Britain's annual rate of inflation stood at 7.9% in June, down from 8.7% in May, a bigger drop than had been expected. Transport costs fell in the Consumer Price Index, mostly because of cheaper fuel. Food inflation eased to 17.3%. Core inflation, which strips out energy and food prices, was 6.9%, down slightly from the previous month's rate. The news was welcomed by the government. The Bank of England is still expected to raise interest rates when it next meets, but markets are now expecting a smaller rise of a quarter of a percentage point. Goldman Sachs reported net income of $1.1 billion for the April to June period, its lowest quarterly profit in 3 years. Like some other big banks, it also saw a slowdown in revenues from trading. Higher interest rates are helping to make up for that shortfall in revenue and boosting profit at other banks. At J.P. Morgan Chase, profit surged by 67% year on year to $14.5 billion. Tesla reported a strong net profit of $2.7 billion for the second quarter, driven by a big increase in car sales during its price-slashing campaign. Tesla said that it was still on track to deliver 1.8 million vehicles this year, though production would dip a bit this quarter. America's Federal Trade Commission has reportedly opened an investigation into OpenAI, the artificial intelligence startup behind ChatGPT, for potentially violating consumer protection laws. The regulator wants OpenAI to explain its policy on data privacy and how it trains the large language models behind its generative AI. Sony signed a deal with Microsoft that will continue to make Call of Duty available on Sony's PlayStation once Microsoft takes over Activision Blizzard, which owns the video game series. Sony had been the most vocal opponent of Microsoft's acquisition, which a court in America recently gave the green light to. As much of Europe sweltered under heat domes, the International Energy Agency warned that a cold winter, together with a full halt of Russian-piped gas supplies to the European Union, could cause natural gas prices to rise again. Prices have fallen sharply this year because a mild winter left gas stocks in good shape. The IEA thinks that fierce competition for gas supplies could also emerge if Northeast Asia experiences colder than usual weather.